Steve Dale back with you on WGN, 9 minutes before 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, Karen Conti will be here, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. I think it was the 1980s. I'm not very good with years, but I believe that would be the very, very early 80s that I worked at a radio station in Chicago. I was the executive producer, I suppose, at the station. We had worked through several different formats, and one of those formats was a music format where I was the morning producer for a radio personality, Fred Winston. Still a friend of mine, and what a great honor to work with Fred. Then came along the new change of format, and I don't know why they kept me around. I guess it's because I was the only one who knew where everything was because I had been there for so long. I had the keys, literally, to some of the rooms that they didn't have a key to. It was in Marina City. That's where the radio station was, old WCFL radio. And all-star, superstar, midday performers, talk show host on the radio from another radio station in town were going to come to our radio station, the station I was at, and I was told that I would now be producing their show. And the they I am speaking of are Bob and Betty Sanders. Maybe you remember them. Kind of like Steve and Johnny in a sense, their banter, and they were husband and wife, and they were just so pleasant to listen to on the radio. They had features like Trading Post, and people would call in with items to sell. They were way ahead of their time, it turns out. And we do some of that now on WGN. I think John Hansen does that. They were also two of the nicest people ever. And you'd walk down the street and people would know who Bob and Betty Sanders, who they are. They made enough television appearances, were in enough newspaper stories where their picture was. They wrote a book, a trivia book. So they had the Bob and Betty trivia contest on the radio. I think that was a daily contest. Me being their producer, I brought a segment to the show called All About Animals. And on Monday, we would interview someone from the Brookfield Zoo. Every Tuesday, it was someone maybe from the Shedd Aquarium. Every Wednesday, the Lincoln Park Zoo. Every Thursday, it was Anti-Cruelty Society. And on Friday, we'd interview a celebrity about their pets. We won an award for that, actually. They were just so pleasant. I will tell you something that they did. Bob and Betty Sanders, why am I talking about that, by the way? At the beginning of the show, Pat Wexler, another producer, it's so odd. The producers that they had typically stayed a long time, and we are all in touch with one another. Isn't that crazy? That never happens in radio. And they produced at a different radio station. I was their producer at WCFL, and Pat wrote me a text that, in fact, she was about 90 years old. My wife Robin and I went up to see her just a few months ago, and I'm so glad we did. And we had the nicest visit ever. And Pat wrote me that Betty passed away during the show. And, you know, it's hard as a performer. I mean, you see something like that, it's like, too bad I'm looking at my text, right? Because I'm very sad about that. They taught me so much. One thing that they did is they wrote, when they had a guest on the air, they would write a handwritten thank you to every guest they had on the radio. I had Betty Sanders on the radio here. Bob passed away maybe 15 years ago, give or take. But Betty was on with me, and she sounded great a year ago or so. You can go to WGNradio.com. And probably hear that interview, type in the name Betty Sanders. But we found something. One of her television appearances that she made, it was at Triton College. Mel Novit was the interviewer. And here is just a little bit of that. You'll recognize Betty's voice.
One of the things that we've tried to do in the 10 years that we've been on the air together, and we worked together before our tenure at WBBM, one of the things we try to do is bring out the best in the other person. He didn't tell me that to put me down. he did it, first of all, to make a joke or to let everybody know that we both knew that Chicago is to the east of the Mississippi River, lest someone call us about that. But we don't try to make each other look small. We never pull a Sonny and Cher type thing, you know? I mean, all of this kidding on the square is not all that much fun when you're off the air, you know? And so I think that you're trying very, we try very diligently to make the other person look good.
In other words, you don't really concoct your humor or your jokes.
If
naturally fine.
That's right. Most of what you hear is ad lib. I mean, really, we don't prepare anything.
The commercials are written, the weather forecast is written, and what little bit of news I do is written, but outside of that, we're just chatting.
They were just chatting. It was conversation that they had. But having said that, they did prepare for interviews. They read the book of whatever author it was. In fact, they were very diligent about doing homework. And I don't know if I ever would have lasted as a producer if I didn't have a work ethic. They were very organized as well. I remember on their first day, and they were introduced to where the office was, and my desk was just outside their office. They said, and their first words from Betty were, "My goodness, we have to clean this up," because it was such a mess. I just learned so much from Bob and Betty Sanders about radio. They sounded relaxed on the radio, and they sounded kind on the radio, because they were just that. They were authentic. What you heard is what you got. And it would be unfortunate for performers who have made a difference, whose shoulders we all stand on, who work on the radio, and Bob and Betty Sanders are in that group, that they should never be forgotten. Their work should never be forgotten. Their talent should never be forgotten. But most of all, their kindness should never be forgotten. And as friends, I've missed Bob for years, and I've gotten to know the family a bit even. My condolences to the family. My condolences to my fellow producers of their shows. And I know Betty was proud of the fact that I work here at WGN Radio, and I'm doing fine in my career. And I am proud that I had the opportunity to work with them.